Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy that you are here. Happy Monday. I'm Ebony, and I'm going to ask you the question I ask every Monday. How do you want to show up this week? Do you want to show up as empowered and do you want to show up as inspiring, or do you want to show up as disempowered and draining? Personally, I want to show up as empowered and inspiring, and I hope that you are willing to join me in that endeavor. Let's talk a little bit about this week's inspiration. This week's inspiration was brought to you by Walter Bennett. Walter Bennett is a former lawyer and judge. I just recently posted my interview with him yesterday called The Stories That Surround Us. He is now an author. He wrote his first fiction novel, published his first fiction novel in 2012 called Leaving Tuscaloosa, which won and was nominated for quite a few awards. He published one last year called The Last Kiss, another novel. And during our interview, he kept mentioning how he was surrounded by stories growing up. He had a lot of storytellers in his family, people that would tell stories about the family history. And then he had, as a lawyer, he mentioned that the courts, what happened in the courtroom, was all storytelling. You had all these characters, you had developments in the stories, you had climaxes, you had all that stuff. So it was just storytelling that fascinated him. And then he grew up during the civil rights movement. And, you know, the civil rights movement is just, that's a story in and of itself with many, many stories within that one story. And if he is living in the South during that time, his personal involvement in those stories is quite poignant. So he was always surrounded by stories, and he recognized that. He recognized the abundance of inspiration around him, and he really tapped into that, and that inspired his writing. So whenever I hear people saying, I don't know what to write about, I really want to write, but I have no ideas, there's nothing to write about, what do I write about, what do I write about? There's an abundance of inspiration around you. Stories are happening around you every single day. You are involved in stories every single day. I recently posted on my Motivation to Write Facebook page a video I made a couple of years ago about how to write or when you don't have enough time or to write or something like that. But the gist was that the busier you are, the more you have to write about. The busier you are, the more you have to write about, because you're involved in so many different things. And when you're, the more things that you're involved in, the more stories you're involved in. So what do you do? Well, you still document these things, but you're not going to sit down and just start writing. If you're super busy, you can document them as photographs. You can document them as audio recordings. You can record yourself talking about these events, because I think we forget that stories are more than just written words. Stories can be photos. I think social media has really capitalized on that idea quite successfully. But before social media, they had things called photo essays in magazines. Gordon Parks is a very famous photographer, and he's well known for his photo essays, particularly in Life magazine, like in the 60s. And These are ways that we can document all of the stories around us. We just have to be willing to tap into that inspiration that is abundant around us, always feeding us ideas that we can use to create stories, that we can use to create art, whatever it is, drawings, paintings, music, sculptures, film. It's all there. All you have to do is notice it. To notice it, we have to get out of our own heads and step into the present. I'm always surprised when I feel like I'm having a bit of writer's block. What is that about? What is the writer's block about? The writer's block isn't about not having anything to write about or anything to say. It's about energetically being blocked. It's about limiting beliefs, blocking the creativity. It's about sometimes trauma, blocking the creativity. It's about our thoughts about things that have happened or are happening around us, thoughts about what someone said to us the other day, or thoughts about what we have to do tomorrow that are blocking the creativity. But it's never that there isn't anything to say or write, or you have no ideas. They're all there. But we just need to energetically clear them so that they can come out. Remember, we talked about the second and the fifth chakras. The second chakra is where you produce all those ideas, and the fifth chakra is where you manifest all those ideas. So if you're having trouble getting your ideas out, if you're having trouble producing ideas, then we need to really tap into the second and fifth chakras, what's happening there. I know when I would experience writer's block, some of the thoughts that were blocking my creativity were, is this idea even, is it good enough? Will my writing be good enough? Will people even care about what it is, this idea, what I have to say? Those are limiting beliefs. When you have birthed an idea, it's your duty to let it come forth. In other words, when you have an idea, let it out on paper, in a photograph, speak it out, whatever. But have no attachment to the outcome. It's simply your duty to bring it to fruition. You really have very little control, if any control, of people's responses to it. And by the way, sometimes the art that you birth, the ideas that you birth, are simply for you and not for others. Sometimes it's just something that should go in your journal or your diary, but not anything that you should publish on social media or publish in a book, right? So release the attachment to the outcome of these stories, the ideas that are within you. Just let them flow out. Let them flow out, because you're surrounded, there's an abundance of inspiration, and within you, there's an abundance of ideas. So just let them flow. And when you get in the flow, when you allow the ideas to come forth, no judgment, no attachment, you just become more proficient in your craft. You become more proficient in your craft because you are surrendering to the energy of creativity within you. So I hope this week that you recognize, that you are aware of the stories that are around you, and that you can tap into some of them, spark some creativity, and produce something either for yourself, for your family, for your followers, for your audience. But just produce. Be inspired and produce something. Have a wonderful week. I'm excited for you. I really am. You can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. I'm on Facebook and I always pause between these. I don't know why. Facebook and Instagram at Motivation to Write. And I'm also at Zazo.com. That's my website. You can sign up for my newsletter there. Okay. Have an inspiring and abundant week. See you next time. Bye-bye.